divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins.
Countdown, closing the account. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. Become stable beyond sound in your elevated stage, and your stage will go beyond all cross attractions and be powerful, loving and detached. If you remain stable in this elevated stage for even a second, the effect of it will be that while acting throughout the day, you will specially experience the power of silence within yourself. The stage is known as the Karmatit stage, the stage of perfection, that is the same as the Father. Three men were sentenced to 5 year imprisonment, and they were told, you can carry one thing. With you, the thing that you want the most. The first man carried dumbbells, the second man carried chess set, and the third man carried packets and packets and packets of cigarettes. After 5 years, they were released one by one. The first man came out happy, confident, muscular, and a bodybuilder. He said, I trained myself every day. Then came the second man. again confident, and he said, "I am a chess master." The third man came out, angry, annoyed, shouting. He asked, "Does anyone have light?" So he was without a lighter. Silence is the spark that lights the dark inner rooms. To understand that there is yet another way of living. To understand that there is another way we can move forward in this life. The life which is a life of awareness. Moment to moment. Consciousness. What are sins? What are vikarmas? They are nothing but the layers of unconsciousness. When we are less aware, when we are less conscious, whatever we do, that becomes sin, pap. And when we are conscious, when we are mindful, whatever we do, that becomes punya, charitable deed. The only difference between pap and punya is the level of consciousness. Baba says, even if you have this 1 second of silence, it will impact your whole day. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. Dun. What is concern? It is not fear. It's the wake-up call. You stop postponing awareness. It is to understand that I need to live in different dimension of reality now. Become stable beyond sound. Beyond sound. Sounds come and sounds go. Even in the marketplace, you can remain undisturbed by sound. You are sitting here and the dogs are barking, or you are sleeping at night and dogs are barking and you can't sleep. Because it is not the sound of the dogs that is making you. Stay awake. It is the idea that dogs are barking and they are disturbance. Dogs have nothing to do with your sleep, they are enjoying their life. It is their nature to bark. It is your thought that their barking is disturbance to me, causes disturbance. Think of those sounds as music, as lullaby. So it will stop causing you disturbance. It is the shift of consciousness. So 1 second, Baba says. The market is noisy, but let your mind remain silent. And the second stage is elevated stage. When you remain beyond sound even for a second, this elevated stage does not mean higher stage. It means lighter stage. It means inner attachments, inner cargo does not drown you. The water is there, but not in your boat. You float. So higher stage is the stage of weightlessness. And when that happens throughout the day, whilst you're working, in your action, you can feel the power of silence. Your actions are like writings on the wall. They don't leave behind any residue, any trace, any memory. You come, you walk, you serve. Your service is without identity. Your actions are without ego. You understand? To become Karmatit is not to do something more. It is not the expansion of service. Rather, it is the dropping of attachment, and this dropping is called Karmatit. Neutral actions do not mean that they have become dull and drab. Neutral actions means concise, precise, and loving action. You enter the action, you come out of the action untouched. The inner silence is there. The inner commentary has stopped. The inner dialogue has ceased. The inner emotional upheavals have gone. So, 1 second of silence, 1 second of elevated stage, 1 second of such powerful, loving, and detached stage will have its impact throughout the day on your every action. Every action will become mindful. An archer is asked why you'd never miss the mark. And he says, when I am hitting, the archer disappears. Actions become elevated when the doer vanishes. The ownership is dropped. This silence is very important. It's continuous moment, mindfulness. The life becomes a series of meditative events. You wake up and you are in meditation. You take bath and you are meditating. You scrub your body and you are meditating. You wear clothes and you are meditating. You sit in meditation and you are meditating, and you come out of sitting meditation and you are still meditating. You speak and you are meditating. You don't speak and you are meditating. You write, your handwriting becomes meditation. Your every word, your every line is not speech. It is not to It has no desire to gather applause. Every line is living. Every word is coming out of silence. So actions, speech and thoughts should become. Aligned, inner tuning, inner harmony. You feel powerful. You feel loving and yet detached. Don't cling to anything. Gross attachment. It is not about something gross. These attachments are desire to be known, desire to be given importance, desire to become special. Spiritual life is silent life. It doesn't want external ornaments of exhibition. It's an inner journey. It's silent odyssey. So, this one moment of silence, this one moment of elevated stage, this one moment of lighter stage, this one moment of freedom will make you experience the power of silence throughout the day. It is the desire for freedom. The bird has everything in the cage. Suvidha, bhojan and suraksha. The bird in the cage has got security. The bird in the cage has got all the conveniences. The bird in the cage gets care, support, all the comforts. But freedom needs sky. Flight needs sky. In the cage there are no predators. In the cage there are no enemies. In the cage there are no attacks. Sky is the risky affair. To fly is the high risk procedure. But freedom is not in the cage. When you decide, to fly, then this food, this security, these comforts, they appear pointless, meaningless, futile, worthless. Now the desire has risen in the heart to fly. The same emotional patterns, the same addictions, the same happenings, the same mistakes, the same moments of unconsciousness. Now the mind has understood there is another way of living. Now the soul wants to explore a new path. The soul wants to embark on the perilous path, on such a dense danger zone. But every challenge becomes joy. Every paper becomes celebration. Every obstacle becomes victory. Baba says, 1 second of silence, one spark is enough to burn the entire jungle. One moment of consciousness is enough to burn years of unconsciousness, unconscious reactions. We speak and we are unconscious. We act and we are unconscious, and then we repent, and then there is a guilt consciousness, and then we sit and we try to interpret, and then we write a letter of apology. Hundreds of letters we have written to God, but to no avail. Mistakes are nothing but moments of unawareness. Rather than making them a wound and regretting, look at them as witness. See them, understand them. You don't have to work on your mistakes, you have to work on your conscious level. You don't have to work on correcting the blunders that you have committed. We have to work on our level of awareness. Pilgrimage of remembrance is not about repeating and chanting. It's about staying awake, staying alert. Who am I? What am I? I don't need anyone. I don't need anything. I am full. I am satisfied. Yesterday, brother was giving example of a man, of a brother, who was given, who rejected all the promotions in job. Why? Because that will entail more traveling, more time, and there would be less time available for Jnana and yoga. Karmatit is the journey of understanding. Karmatit is the journey, it's not the destination. Purity is the journey, it's not the destination. You become pure every single day. Silence sharpens action. Self-checking. In today's Sakar Murli also, Baba said, check if you are going against Srimat. Going against Srimat is not about committing some sin. It is about betraying your own understanding. It is to enter the zone of coma, unconsciousness. Stay alert, stay awake. Every moment you are aware what you are doing, what you are speaking, what you are thinking. You are the witness. You enter the action and you come out of the action. You remain the same. Actions don't color you. It is not about getting impressed by somebody. It's not about getting influenced. It's to remain stable. It's to remain untouched. Spiritual life is the life of awareness. It's a life of enlightenment. This stage is known as Karmati stage, the stage of perfection, that is the same as the Father. One lamp lights another lamp. The first lamp does not lose anything. The second lamp gets something. The one flame is enlightening another flame. So when you become flame, you enlighten other flames. You don't lose anything when others get enlightened. So, closing reflections. Deep concern, beyond sound, elevated stage, beyond all gross attractions. Even a second, the power of silence, the Karmati stage. Avaaz se pare, beyond sound, with sound, the internal chattering, the sounds which are replaying in the subconscious mind, the same emotional patterns. Those sounds. Sound is not just the gross sound, the noise. It is the internal noise, internal disturbance, internal comparison. Going beyond sound is to become stable internally. Internal maturity. You do not postpone. You have been on holidays for long now. Come back to duty. And the only duty is to become aware, to increase the awareness. So everything should become meditation. You're walking, you're moving, you're talking, you're singing, you're dancing, you're writing, you're working, you're serving. Everything. A cascade of meditation. Om Shanti.
Time is right, the divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins.